I'm doing another quick boo with Mike Chitty. It's always the same. You come off from these podcasts and the conversation continues, but there's just something that we've just talked about, the nature of art and artists and their work, that I really, really do want Mike to share. So if you can remember what we just talked about, Mike, just sort of recap it all.
Yeah, okay. In the work with artists that I do, we were talking about the role in supporting artists for those of us that aren't artists and would love to be. And in a lot of the work that I do, it's about helping artists to recognise that if they're doing their art, it's about expressing their soul, it's about finding their muse and putting themselves out there in their work. And that may or may not find an audience, but that really doesn't matter because it's about self-expression, it's about identity, it's about statement. But then there's the other side of the artist, or maybe it's a completely different person, who's actually not so much an artist, but what I call an artisan entrepreneur. So they've got artistic skills, they've got an artist's eye, they can create stuff. But actually they're going to use those skills now to find a market and to find a price point and to find a product where things can work economically. And, at that point, they are still an artist, but they're not doing art anymore. Mm. They're being an artisan entrepreneur. They're doing craft, if you like, because they're looking at a commercial market. Mm. And I think with most artists, it's really, really important to help them sort of establish those two different parts of their own identity and how they spend their time. So you might be doing art on a Monday and Tuesday, and then, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, knocking out stuff because, it'll sell. But I think those distinctions between the artisan, entrepreneur, and the artist who's just pursuing their own muse and their own journey, really, really important distinctions.
Yeah, it's that, the constant, I think, with the arts especially, that distinction between hobby and lifestyle and career. And sometimes you can find yourself immersed in one part of your career which takes away from your lifestyle art. And we've been talking a little bit today about social media identity, but that identity as an artist, understanding who you are as well, sort of really important. So if somebody's got the creative artist and there's the business side, what is there a piece of advice that you could give to them about how they can sort of knit those identities together, or how to explore them?
I think knitting them together is really hard because if there's not a market for the stuff you want to express, but you have to express it because it's who you are and it's your message, then that's just a painful road that you have to go down. And you either have to create or find that market, or just accept that you don't get recognised for expressing yourself, which can be difficult. I think the one thing I would say is that, for most artists, the product is good enough. The artwork is good enough. But the way they market it, the way they sell it, the way they position it in a marketplace is not good enough. So they think because it's great art, surely it will sell itself. People will come and buy it. And I would say, instead of learning another artistic technique or spending, another hour and a half tweaking the picture and making it even better, whatever the product is, spend that time thinking about how do I put this in a place where people with money are going to see it? How do I tell a story about this that means people will pick up on it and write about it? So, the product's not enough. Yeah. Product's got to be great, but so too does your marketing and sales, your narrative behind the piece of work. And, for most artists, financial management is again, a disaster. They'll drop their price, most of them, just because they want to sell the piece and feel valued and recognised. And, they're not very good at holding out for what a piece is worth. So I think the piece of advice I would give is, you can't just be a product person. You've got to understand marketing and sales and financial management controls, or have someone that does that for you. And, of course, that's been the role of a good gallery owner or a good agent in the past. So I still think there's a lot to be said for finding one of those partners that you can trust. Then you do your art, they do the business end of things, and you both make shed loads of money.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Pleasure. Yeah, I've been doing quite a lot of that with Loca, a lot of artists over in